Hello everybody, this is Cheryl A. Nosara, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is April 2nd, 2019. And I know it's been a couple of weeks since I've done a podcast, and I'm sorry about that. My life got really busy. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you today about time, speaking of busy. I know that's funny, right? I wanted to talk about this a couple of weeks ago. And again, time just flies for me. I'm sure it does for everybody else. So anyway, I'm going to talk about time. So in this busy life, we always feel like we got to make a decision right now, okay? We feel like today's the day, and that's that. But in reality, any major decisions you have to make, you can make it today, but you have to have a goal extended out, right? So I'm going to take money. And I'm going to tell you a quick story about me. A few years ago, I lost my job, and I went from making $20 an hour to $8. What a shock that was for my financial and mental ability. I tell you, I wanted to cry. Anyway, so let's just say I got myself into a lot of trouble financially. I was working 4 jobs. Why I'm even mentioning this is that the truth is, obviously, I am not going to pay a huge amount of debt off, right, tomorrow. It took a few years to get myself out of debt. I did it. I busted my butt doing it, but I did it. The reason why I bring up time is because, say you have an amount of money you have to pay off. Let's say $10,000. Now, when you're making a lot of money, that $10,000 is easy. When you're not making a lot of money, you have to have some kind of goal. Right? Might be a 2-year goal, might be a 3-year goal, might be a 4-year goal. I don't know what it is for you. I don't know your finances, but that's the thing. You have to plan it out. So the initial shock stinks. Don't get me wrong. But you gotta make a goal. It's gotta be a timeline. So this month you'll pay this, whatever. So you get to that $10,000. It's the same thing with weight. If you got to lose 50 pounds, you're not losing it next week. You're not going to take a magical pill. It will not be gone by next week. You can work hard. You can take the weight off little by little, and eventually you'll get there, right? So let's just say you lost 5 pounds a month. That's a realistic goal for most people, especially in my age, almost 50. 5 pounds a month. That means you got to eat right and you got to exercise. But that's 5 pounds a month, right? So say you said 50, okay? You have to lose 50 pounds. In 10 months, that 50 pounds will be off if you stick to that 5 pounds a month. If you think next week you're going to lose that, 50 pounds, that's not going to happen. Even if you lost 10 pounds in 1 month, it's not going to stay that way. So trust me when I tell you, you got to make goals. You got to make financial goals. You got to make weight goals. You got to make a life goal, right? Because in life, things don't just happen. Not all the time. So make personal goals that are realistic to you. Not realistic to anybody else. Just to you. Something that you know that you can stick with. And it may be slow, but you can stick with it. Anyway, that is my podcast for today. If anybody has any comments or questions, please either respond to this podcast, or you can Facebook me at Cheryl Nosara on Facebook, or you can email me at lucky7158@AOL.com. Anyway, I look forward to giving you another podcast in a few days. Have a great day. Bye. One more thing. When you're making these goals, just try to think about it first. Plan your goal. Think it out, think it through, and then you can make that decision on what you want to do. Think about it. If you want, take a few deep breaths in and then take longer breaths out. Repeat that until you come up with a decision that you can stick with. Okay? Again, this is Cheryl Nocera. Have a great day. Bye.